Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Ram Goldar and then Mazeches Vachim Daf Yud Zayin, the second parak, Kol Zvachim Shekibu Dama. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi explains why the Torah need to teach that a Tameh, a Tful Yom, and a Mechusar Kippurim all invalidate Avodah. Had the Torah only written Tameh invalidates Avodah, that may have been Shekem Tameh because it uniquely can make other items Tameh. Mechusar Kippurim could not be derived from a Tful Yom, Shekem possible Truma, because a Tful Yom is ineligible for eating Truma in contrast to Mechusar Kippurim. A Tful Yom cannot be derived from Mechusar Kippurim, Shekem Mechusar Maisa, because a Mechusar Kippurim lacks an act, the bringing is carbon, whereas a Tful Yom's purification finishes automatically at night. Furthermore, Mechusar Kippurim could not be derived from both Tameh and Tful Yom, since both are ineligible to eat Truma. However, the Gemara asks that a Tful Yom could be derived from Tameh and Mechusar Kippurim together, for although both require an action, since the Tameh needs Tevila, so Klisha LeTumasan, in the end, the Tumah of Mechusar Kippurim is weaker, since a Mechusar Kippurim has already passed nightfall. The Gemara concludes that Rabba holds Mechusar Kippurim to Zav, Kazav Dameh. A Zav who lacks atonement is similar to a full-fledged Zav and would be Chayav Karas for eating Kachim and be Matameyed as a Rishon. Point number two, the Gemara suggests that the question if Mechusar Kippurim to Zav is like a Zav is a Malchokas Tanaim. In a Brisa, the Tanakhama says that if a Mechusar Kippurim burned the Par Aduma, it is Kachir, but Yosef Abavli says it is Pasal. The Gemara presumes that they disagree whether Mechusar Kippurim to Zav is like a Zav. Yosef Abavli holds he does, and since the procedure must be performed by a Tahor, he's ineligible. However, the Gemara responds that they argue about the following drasha, V'hiza HaTahor, and the Tahor person shall sprinkle, which is repetitive, since the previous pasuk already required a Tahor. But Klaushu Tameh, this implies that he is someone who is still Tameh after attaining some Tahara. This teaches that a Tful Yom is eligible for Parah procedures. The Tanakhama holds a Tful Yom of any Tumah of the Torah is eligible, including one requiring a carbon the next day. And Yosef Abavli limits the permit to the Tumah to discuss there, meaning a Tumas Mace, and certainly lesser Tumah like Sheretz, but not a Mechusar Kippurim, Shekhen Tumah Yotza Olav Mekufo, since his Tumah issues from his body. And point number three, the Gemara provides the source that a Mechusar Bagadim, one lacking requisite clothing of a kohen, invalidates avoda. The pasuk commands Moshe to clothe the kohanim and concludes, "V'haisu lehem kohuno chukas olam," and the priesthood shall be for them as an eternal law, teaching, "Bizman shebigdem alehem kohunasam alehem," when their clothing is upon them, their kohuna is upon them. But if they are lacking in bigde kohuna, their kohuna is not upon them, meaning they cannot perform avoda like any czar. The Gemara adds that there is another source for this law. A pasuk teaches that shisui yain, those who have drunk wine, invalidate avoda, and a gezer shava of chuka extends this to a mechusar begadim and one who did not wash his hands and feet. The Gemara answers that this latter source would only teach to invalidate avoda for a czar, which incurs the death penalty. The first source teaches that mechusar begadim even invalidates an avoda, which does not incur the death penalty. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rama explains why the Torah needed to teach that a Tameh, a Tful Yom, and a Mechusar Kippurim all invalidate Avoda. Had the Torah only written Tameh invalidates Avoda, that may have been Shekem Tameh because it uniquely can make other items Tameh. Mechusar Kippurim could not be derived from a Tful Yom, Shekem possible Truma, because a Tful Yom is ineligible for eating Truma in contrast to Mechusar Kippurim. A Tful Yom cannot be derived from Mechusar Kippurim, Shekem Mechusar Maisa, because a Mechusar Kippurim lacks an act, the bringing is carbon, whereas a Tful Yom's purification finishes automatically at night. Furthermore, Mechusar Kippurim could not be derived from both Tameh and Tful Yom, since both are ineligible to eat Truma. However, the Gemara asks that a Tful Yom could be derived from Tameh and Mechusar Kippurim together, for although both require an action, since the Tameh needs Tevila, so Klisha LeTumasan, in the end, the Tumah of Mechusar Kippurim is weaker, since a Mechusar Kippurim has already passed nightfall. The Gemara concludes that Rabba holds Mechusar Kippurim to Zav, Kazav Dameh. A Zav who lacks atonement is similar to a full-fledged Zav and would be Chayav Karas for eating Kachim and be Matameyed as a Rishon. Point number two, the Gemara suggests that the question if Mechusar Kippurim to Zav is like a Zav is a Malchokas Tanaim. In a Brisa, the Tanakhama says that if a Mechusar Kippurim burned the Par Aduma, it is Kachir, but Yosef Abavli says it is Pasal. The Gemara presumes that they disagree whether Mechusar Kippurim to Zav is like a Zav. Yosef Abavli holds he does, and since the procedure must be performed by a Tahor, he's ineligible. However, the Gemara responds that they argue about the following drasha, v'hiza ha-tahor, and the tahor person shall sprinkle, which is repetitive, since the previous pasuk already required a tahor. But klashu tamei, this implies that he is someone who is still tamei after attaining some tahara. This teaches that a tful yom is eligible for para procedures. The Tanakhama holds a tful yom of any tumah of the Torah is eligible, including one requiring a carbon the next day. And Yosef Abavli limits the permit to the tumah discussed there, meaning tumas mace, and certainly lesser tumah like sherets, but not a mechusa kippurim, shekhen tumah yotza olav mekufo, since his tumah issues from his body. And point number 3, the Gemara provides the source that a mechusar begadim, one lacking requisite clothing of a kohen, invalidates avoda. The pasuk commands Moshe to clothe the kohanim and concludes, "V'haisu lehem kohuno chukas olam," and the priesthood shall be for them as an eternal law, teaching, "Bezman shebigdem alehem kohunasam alehem," when their clothing is upon them, their kohuna is upon them. But if they are lacking in bigde kohuna, their kohuna is not upon them, meaning they cannot perform avoda like any czar. The Gemara adds that there is another source for this law. A pasuk teaches that shisui yain, those who have drunk wine, invalidate avoda, and a gezer shava of chuka extends this to a mechus begadim, and one who did not wash his hands and feet. The Gemara answers that this latter source would only teach to invalidate avoda for a czar, which incurs the death penalty. The first source teaches that mechus begadim even invalidates an avoda, which does not incur the death penalty. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Zayin, and our standard Siman is a used car, and we often use a used car salesman in the Siman. So here goes. At the Karbanos car lot, the used car salesman, who wouldn't let a Tamei Tful Yom or Mechus or Kippurim work for him, walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechus or Kippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck to stop a kohen from driving a car because he wasn't wearing his uniform. Once again, it's a motion. At the Karbonis car lot, the used car salesman, that must be Marin Daf Yud Zayin. At the Karbonis car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tful Yom or Mechus Kippurim work for him, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us why there was a necessity for the Torah to write that a Tamei Tful Yom and Mechus Kippurim all invalidate avoda. So at the Karbonis car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tful Yom or Mechus Kippurim work for him, walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechus Kippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokas if a Mechus Kippurim of Azav can burn the Par Aduma. So at the Karbonis car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tful Yom or Mechus Kippurim work for him, walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechus Kippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck to stop a kohen from driving a car because he wasn't wearing his uniform, which reminds us. The Gemara brings the source that a mechusar begadim, one lacking requisite clothing of a kohen, invalidates avoda. The pasuk commands Moshe Beinu to clothe the kohanim and concludes, "V'haizu lehem kohuno chukas olam," and the priesthood shall be for them as an eternal law, teaching, "Bezman shebigdem alehem kohuna sam alehem." When their clothing is upon them, their kohuna is upon them. But if they're lacking in their bigde kohuna, their kohuna is not upon them, meaning they cannot perform avoda like any czar. So once again, at the Karbanos car lot, the used car salesman, who wouldn't let a Tamei Tful Yom or Mechus Kippurim work for him, walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechus Kippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck to stop a kohen from driving a car because he wasn't wearing his uniform. All right, so now it's time for Vor Barabach Hazara. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. When the bar mitzvah boy, that must be our Daf Yud Gimel. When the bar mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid hiluch by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of hiluch, bringing the blood, shelo l'shma, invalidates, since it can be avoided if one does shechita right next to the Mizbeach. So when the bar mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid hiluch by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow, which reminds the Gemara discusses that pigo is made with avodos, which are ma'akev, and with intentions for achilos, consumptions, which are chutz lezmano. So when the bar mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid hiluch by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow, while one of them had his finger in a cup of red liquid, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses dipping one's finger into the blood of a chattis pnimis, an inner chattis, to apply it in the requisite places. Two Amoraim separately reported hearing that tevilas etzba mefagelas b'chattis pnimis, dipping one's finger into the blood with pigel intent, causes an inner chattis to become Beagle. Daf Yudal. So the Siman Daf Yudal is a Yud, a hand, and we use a juggler in the Siman. So here goes. The Kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler. Juggler? That must be on Daf Yudal. Yud, hand, juggler. The Kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha of achatas panimis, shalo l'shma, which was posel da carbon, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that although Rabbi Shimon holds that shalo l'shma intent during halacha does not disqualify karbanas, moda Rabbi Shimon b'halachas chatos apnimios, Rabbi Shimon concedes regarding bringing blood of the inter chatos that machsheva posels bahu, intention for a different carbon, invalidates, and because halacha is unavoidable for this carbon since it's shechted in the azara and its blood is applied in the heicho. So the Kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha b'chatas panimi shalo l'shma, which was posel da karbon, had told the Tzar that he couldn't do halacha, which reminds us, Rav Chista was asked, halacha b'zar mahu, what is the halacha if the bringing the blood was done by a non-Kohen? He answered that it's valid bringing support from a pasuk which says, they shechted the Pesach and the Kohanim threw the blood miyadam from their hands, meaning the hands of those who shechted. Since a Tzar can shecht, this implies that Tzarim can also do halacha. However, this is refuted from a brisa which explicitly invalidates halacha performed by a Tzar. The pasuk explained, David Maisa Itztaba, the Tzar only did the act of a pillar, meaning he stood in place while holding the blood without bringing it closer to the Mizbeach. So the Kohen got distracted when he saw a juggler off in the distance and did halacha of achatas pnimis, shalo l'shma, which was posel da karbon, had told the Tzar that he couldn't do halacha and had him shech the karbon instead, since shechita lav avodahi, which reminds us, Rabban Rav Yosef had said that according to the Rabban, that even avoidable avodas are considered an avoda, then halacha bazar would be puzzle. Abai asked them that shechita is unavoidable, yet it is still valid when performed by a zar. They answered, shechita lav avodahi. Shechita is not considered an avoda. Rashi explains that since all people disqualified from other avodos may perform shechita, and Tosfos adds, a kohen is never required for any shechita, it's apparently not a significant avoda. Daf Tezvav. So the similar Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The Kohen holding a fruit bowl, that must be more on Daf Tezvav, Tu Bishvat, fruit bowl. The Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbech instead of doing halacha by foot, which reminds us, the Gemara asked on the previous Daf, halacha shlo beregel shma halacha is bringing blood closer to the Mizbech, not by foot, but by hand, considered legally bringing or not. After several proofs are rejected, Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, it is not considered halacha. So the Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbech, instead of doing halacha by foot, was confused when he saw a Tzar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbech and then give it to a Kohen to do halacha with it again. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, if a Tzar brought the blood closer and then a Kohen returned it to its original place and brought it again, the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yannai disputed status. One party holds it is valid because it's possible to rectify this disqualified halacha, and the other party says it is possible and cannot be rectified. So the Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbech instead of doing halacha by foot, was confused when he saw a Tzar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbech and then give it to a Kohen to do halacha with it again, while eight psuim sat outside in a bleacher, upset that they were not permitted to do the avoda, which reminds us, the second parak begins with a list of people who, if they perform Kabbal Sadam, or Halacha, or Zrika, the avoda is invalid. The eight people are a Tzar, an Onain, a Tful Yom, Mechusar Kippurim, Mechusar Begadim, Shul Rachas Yadam Raglaim, an Aral, and a Tame. Daf Tez Zayin. So the Siman Daf Tez Zayin is toes, and we use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. When the Tzar acrobat with big toes, that must be on Daf Tez Zayin. When the Tzar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechula flags, which reminds us, the Gemara provides three sources that avoda performed by a Tzar is invalidated. So when the Tzar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechula flags, another judge was about to wave a mechula flag when he saw he handed the jug to an onan acrobat, which reminds us, the Gemara provides four sources that an onan invalidates avoda. So when the Tzar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechula flags, another judge was about to wave a mechula flag when he saw he handed the jug to an onan acrobat, but didn't when the crowd cheered, it's a carbon seaboard, which reminds us, Rav has said that an onan's avoda is only invalid for a private carbon of a carbon seaboard meratza, but regarding a communal carbon, it affects acceptance. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we discuss? What is the din of halacha done by a zar? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that shechita lav avodahi? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that shechita lav avodahi? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 4. Which daf does Gemara bring the source that a mechuser begadim invalidates avoda? That's on daf Yad Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have the Mishnah with a list of the eight psulim for avoda? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you learn how Karban Pesach is valid according to Ben Beser? We learn Laila Ein Mechuser Zman. That's on daf Yidbeis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you have Mechuser? If a Mechuser can bring a Bazav, can burn the Par Aduma. That's on daf Yid Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn that pigo is made with the votos which are ma'akev and with intentions for achilos, various consumptions, chutz lizmano? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf does Gemara explain why the Torah needed to write that a tamei tful yom and mechuser kippurim all invalidate avoda? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we have three opinions about which karbanos are possible if their blood enters the heichal? That's on daf Yudalev. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.